Daily Devotion with Pastor Bala for March 9th, 2024, from 1 John chapter 5, The Interplay of Love, Understanding the Relationship Between Vertical Devotion and Horizontal Compassion. Previously, we heard John emphasizing the changing power of God's love, and in connection with Holy Baptism, affirming that through this sacrament, believers are born again and receive the gift of faith. This spiritual rebirth is portrayed as an initiative of God. It's God's work, highlighting a divine work in changing our lives. This underscores the inseparable bond between faith in Jesus and being born of God, and the love that then naturally extends to fellow believers who share the same spiritual origin, encouraging a continual gathering around God's Word and sacrament for mutual support and encouragement. So let's continue with John. From 1 John chapter 5, verse 2, By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and obey His commandments. Now, this verse from John provides some insight and how one can discern their love for the children of God, that is, our fellow believers in Christ. It states that the evidence of loving our fellow believers is grounded in two key actions: loving God, that is, receiving that love from God, and obeying His commandments. So this verse suggests that the demonstration of genuine love for the family of God is linked to an individual's love in relationship with God and for their obedience to these commandments of God. So in essence, this verse establishes a connection between the vertical, the up and down, we're receiving God's love, and the horizontal, that love flowing from us to other people. Because previously we heard John strongly emphasizing that God first loves us. And that's that vertical relationship. And then from that love, we love others. That's that horizontal love. So we receive God's love vertically and express that love horizontally by obeying His commandments, which in turn extends to loving and caring for the children of God. So this verse encapsulates the biblical principle that our love for others is a reflection of our love from God and our commitment to living according to His divine instructions. This was all part of God's design. You may remember Moses giving the Ten Commandments. The first few commandments address our relationship with God. That's that vertical relationship. And then the commandments shift directions to the horizontal relationship with our relationship to our neighbors. But now comes the question: how well do we know the Ten Commandments? This verse from John states that following the Ten Commandments is part of this changed relationship that God makes with us. So if you don't know the Ten Commandments, guess what? It's time that we learn them and understand them. By the way, Martin Luther in his Small Catechism has an excellent explanation to these Ten Commandments and how we may apply these commandments to our lives, which brings about this beautiful relationship that we first receive love from God, first three commandments, and then we extend that love from God to others. More about this relationship tomorrow as we continue to hear from John. God's peace and many blessings be with you, and thank you for listening. And please take an opportunity to share this message with others. If you have enjoyed these daily devotions, please consider making a donation to Peace Lutheran Church, 24024 West Main Street, Plainfield, Illinois, 60544. Thank you again for listening.